Since everybody's taking shelter in the graveyard now, I guess that means he finished the trial. That's awesome! Great job, Mealy! Is she?
Subaru! Focus your attention here for now, I suppose. Why are you suddenly acting so strange?
Hearing you call me Subaru is still kinda new to me, so I was just basking in it a little.
Save that for later, I suppose, Subaru.
Damn, you were just so cute! It looks like we're about to go up against the Great Rabbit. Are you ready for this?
The contract was only just signed, and it's one of the three great mob beasts. The contractor's quite a novice, plus it's been 400 years since I was involved in a battle, I suppose.
And?
I'd call this situation the perfect handicap. Are you getting scared?
Oh no, there's not a chance. Amelia's behind me, and you're beside me. This is the strongest I've ever felt in my whole life.
That's the spirit.
What should I do to help?
For starters, just keep holding my hand and don't leave me alone, I suppose. Now close your eyes. Begin imagining yourself weaving mana and shaping your power into arrows, crushing the enemy in a single supreme attack.
Done. Okay.
Good. Then just say it, I suppose.
Elminia!
Crossover!
Got it!
Take the left, I suppose.
And the right's all yours.
Minya! 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 It's hard to say. Minya!
These things keep coming. What's the plan?
What we need to do now is gather all of them in one place, right here. While they may be infinite, they still have an upper limit, I suppose. So they can only multiply up to a certain number, which means...
By stopping them when they hit that number, we should be able to take them down!
But the question is how to do it.
I think you might be forgetting. It's not like the two of us have to solve this problem alone.
Huh? The things you say. Huh. While I'm getting everything ready, act as a decoy, I suppose.
Not a problem. When it comes to being bait for the enemy, there's no one in Lagunica who's better at doing that than me!
You want some, so come and get it!
I'm too slow!
Mealy! Beatrice and I are gonna knock all these bastards out! And I was hoping you could help us a little!
Subaru?
Listen up! I know I'm probably asking too much of you, and if you can't do it, I'll try and come up with something else. But if you can, then I want you to give it a shot! Let's win this thing together!
Okay! Count on me! And I'll count on you!
Hell yeah, I'm all over it! Now's our one chance, Amelia! Trace the line!
You're doing so well! Like you always do! I'm not letting any of you escape!
Holy crap!
Sucks for you! I'd say the time's just about run out for you little monsters!
Okay, everything's in your hands now. Great spirit, Beatrice!
Al? Shamok! To an isolated space similar to the Forbidden Library. They'll never be able to make their way back out, I suppose.
Oh,
Subaru, look. Oh. You've nothing to say to the one who just managed to...
You really did it! I knew you could! I love you, Bianca!
Let me go, Subaru!
That's my girl! You're so cute! Bianca's amazing! Bianca's the best! Bianca for life!
I'm really sorry, Mother. I tried, but I couldn't keep my promise to you.
You say that, yet it looks as if a weight was lifted from your shoulders.
You don't seem like yourself either, I suppose. I was under the impression that encountering Mother was your bloodline's greatest wish.
May I ask you something? Was it ultimately Subaru who proved to be that person for you?
He isn't suited for it in any way, shape, or form. But that's fine with me. I chose Subaru even though he's not that person, I suppose.
Why?
Because when I sincerely asked him to take on that role, he just started laughing. Then he insisted he could make me much happier than some random stranger I wouldn't even recognize ever could, I suppose.
Sounds like him. That's quite an arrogant answer.
But I don't really hate how pushy he can be.
You're sure about this, even though you know you won't ever be his first priority.
You seem to be confused, I suppose. I didn't leave the Forbidden Library because I became number one in Subaru's mind. I left that place for an entirely different reason. I want to make him my number one.
Choose me, Beatrice. No matter how old you get, you never change, now do you? The same as always.
Huh?
My apologies. You and I really haven't spoken enough, have we? Not in all the time since we were both with Teacher.
What do you mean by that? Are you the Roswell?
Well, of course. Who else would I be?
No, no, that's not what I meant!
I was only joking. It's true. I am that Roswell, Beatrice.
You mean by soul transcription? From Mother's attempts to try and live forever? But every one of them failed!
The soul of another won't take hold in an empty vessel. So rather than use someone else, you need only prepare a vessel that has high affinity with the pursuer's soul. Tell me, do you feel I'm some kind of monster?
Kneel down right there, I suppose.
Kneel down, you say?
Now brace yourself.
I presume that was your way of showing contempt for my dubious actions?
Certainly not. I neither know nor care why it is you want to be reprimanded. That was obviously payback for burning down the Forbidden Library, I suppose. This childish infatuation of yours would cause
nothing but trouble. How brave of you are here?
Naturally, I
suppose. So says Beatrice. Have you been getting along?
All right, then how about I love you?
Roswell.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Yes, that's right. I'm back, Beatrice. And welcome home.
Still haven't come out of there.
Yeah, but I'm sure they're fine.
Your trust in Beatrice has grown quite a bit. But you two were always good friends, weren't you?
Both now and then, I don't know if you'd exactly call us friends. Hey, is that Puck? I'd like to thank him for his help, but he's still pretty zonked out, isn't he?
He's exhausted. I guess with everything that happened, he overdid it a little, and even having this stone to occupy isn't enough to wake him up.
But you'll definitely call him back someday, though. right?
Of course.
I've gotta say, you've changed, Melee. You seem so much stronger.
If I am, then it's only thanks to you and everyone else. Since all I ever do is take, anyway. I need to get to a point where I can give back to others soon.
Well, it's funny you should say that. I feel like all I ever do is take too.
By the way, Subaru, I wanted to...
Huh? What's up? Your face turned beet red all of a sudden. You okay?
I'm okay. Totally fine. Anyway, there's something important I wanted to discuss.
What is it? You're acting pretty weird right now.
Well, just so I'm sure, you said that you love me, right?
Yes, I did. I do! So much!
Good. That makes me really, really happy. That said, I think we should have an important conversation. You see, I wanted to talk about... the baby that's in my belly!
Excuse me?
I'm still not sure if it's a boy or a girl at this point, and I know that it's a big responsibility, but I don't have a clue about this kind of thing, so I figured I had to talk to the father about it.
Whoa, wait a minute! Melee, you've seriously gotta slow down here! You just said that... you said a baby, right?
Yes, exactly! I know it won't be easy with the royal selection going on, but that's not the baby's fault. I just want to do my best and make our child happy!
Listen, babies aren't delivered to you by storks, you know. And they aren't grown in magical cabbage fields, either.
Well, obviously, I'm aware of that. They're made when a boy and girl kiss on the lips, right?
Huh? Damn it! I hate you, Puck!
Nice one, right in the face!
My turn.
Okay, that's enough. So, now that we've gotten all our scores settled, I think it's time for us to talk about where we go from here. I was sure you'd be pretty pissed though, Rom.
Don't be silly. Though I would never say that Master Roswell has nothing whatsoever to apologize for, I'm choosing to treat him with kindness and respect instead of brutality after he's
to
made...
To say you have bizarre taste is putting it mildly. And with wounds like yours, what would have happened if I hadn't been here, I suppose?
I feel grateful for everything you did to save me, but I'd rather not be told whom I should love.
Forget it. Rom ain't gonna change your mind. But are you seriously telling me that this backstabbing bastard is somebody you think should be one of us, boss? Because without you and the others here, the mansion and the village would have been a disaster. Which was all a part of his plan!
Believe me, I understand. But we're gonna need Roswell's strength.
What do you mean?
There's no way Amelia could ever hope to compete in the royal selection without his full support. It's natural that you'd want to get even with him and then some, but we can't just smack him around and send him off.
Yeah, well, I don't agree with any of this crap.
I, on the other hand, am willing to forgive the Master.
Come on! This clown-faced son of a bitch put you and the mansion
in- Regardless of that, I'm still alive and well, Garf. Because you were there to stand your ground and save me.
That ain't nothing but hindsight!
I understand your hesitation, but I've been in the Master's care for more than 10 years. I accepted his aid in achieving my own goals while offering up my services to him and his household. If it wasn't for his wisdom and guidance, I wouldn't be the person that I am today.
Listen, your debt and your life are a lot different, all right? He used you and Ron-
Sorry to interrupt this debate, but I have concerns as well. It's natural that Garfield would be angry. And I did technically take part in the purification ritual, too.
Technically take part? With that right hook of yours, I'd say it was a little more than that.
Anyway, I want to know exactly how much the Margrave intends to yield to us.
I believe your concern is when and where I might suddenly choose to become your enemy again. Although you needn't worry about that scenario, I can certainly assure you.
Do you honestly believe I'm gonna trust a damn word you're saying to us?
No, I suppose you wouldn't. So instead, I'll prove it to you in a form that you can actually see.
Looks like he has an oath that's been sealed with a curse.
And what does that mean?
As is customary, an agreement can take the form of a contract, an oath, or a covenant. While a covenant applies to all blood relatives, an oath is used for binding a particular individual.
I was soundly defeated in the battle. Therefore, as per the agreement, I cannot bring harm or distress to any of you. And if I were to break this promise, my soul will be forever tarnished and my body will burn away in the flames of hell. Then I'll descend into nothingness. That is what this vow means.
Why would you ever go along with something like that?
Quite an odd thing to say coming from you, since you were the one who proposed the contest to me in the first place. That is the very reason for this mark.
And if I had been the one who lost?
It would have been engraved on you, and if you'd broken our commitment, only your ashes would remain.
What? But still, this should prove that Roswell can't betray us now. So what do you say, Garfield?
Yangar, what happened to Shima was a choice made of her own accord. Regardless of young Ross, it was necessary for one of us to act as the key and to make certain that the barrier was undone. Shima said she never once felt lonely over these past 10 years. Because she had you there by her side.
Yeah, I know, I know. Now quit looking like you're about to cry, Grandma. It's okay. I want you to swear to me, Roswell. No matter what happens, you're never gonna do the shit you've done again. I need to hear you say it.
I promise to never attempt sacrificing anyone here to achieve something else again, under any circumstances or under any influence. I swear this upon the very soul of my beloved teacher.
They might forgive you, but I can't. Because you tried to do something really awful to the people who live in the village. They put all their trust and faith in you, and you just... Even me, I thought you were a good person too!
Your words cause me great pain.
They should. Even so, I don't want to be thought of as the stubborn one who only makes things harder for everybody here. So I'll agree to work with you, but I'm never going to forgive you! Not ever! Not ever!
I'm very proud of you, little one.
I'm only gonna go along with this for my sister, the old hag, and for the little girl. You better remember that.
Of course, thank you.
All right, anybody else want to get something off their chest?
I do.
Okay, Mealy, the floor is yours then. Now's your chance to say anything you want.
In that case, I'll take you up on that and point out one important thing. It's weird you all haven't noticed this. There's something Roswell hasn't done yet that I think is extremely necessary. And as far as I'm concerned, there's no way we can end this discussion until he does.
I'm not sure where you're going with this.
When you do something bad, you should apologize for it, right? You've all been telling him to do this and say that to prove he honestly regrets what he's done. And while you've agreed to each of their requests and swore on your teacher's soul, isn't there something you should add before that, Roswell? Did you say I'm sorry even once? Because if so, I didn't hear it.
You should apologize for your actions. If you plan on working with us from this point forward, I think you'd have to agree that it's the right thing to do.
I am truly sorry.
That's enough for me.
Confirmant of knighthood? They're really going all out here, aren't they?
Oh, come now. I thought this was the moment you'd spend so much time waiting for.
Sure it is, but having these people host it just seems like a little much to me, you know?
Well, the Milode family is a branch of the Mathers family, and their leader, Honor Rose, just happens to be head over heels for Miss Amelia.
I see. Now, what was it you wanted to tell me?
I have a goal, and that's to reunite with my teacher.
I'm not sure I understand. She was there in the coffin, wasn't she? Haven't you already...
It seems you're a bit confused. This reunion can only take place when she lives and breathes, when she houses a soul. That is my desire and dearest wish, Subaru.
And is there a way to do that?
I'm now without the Tome of Wisdom, and I'm bound by the mark of the oath. But having said that, I've no intention of ever giving up on her.
All right, but what good is that gonna do?
It's simple, really. I intend to keep my eye on you, following your every move. See, you made the rather arrogant decision that you would lose nothing and simply pick up all the pieces. By doing so, you'll surely continue to be hurt from now on. You'll lose things repeatedly, and each time that you manage to get them back, you'll gain new invisible wounds. I know that if I lost anyone, I wouldn't hesitate to destroy everything. I will not compromise. Nothing can lead me back to my teacher but you. Understand? And the path only you can take.
And now, we'll begin the ceremony of the conferment of knighthood. Subaru Natsuki, come forth.
Congratulations, Subaru. You've earned the praise of the witch's disciple. You've won a victory. For today, at least.
That looks down upon a brilliant world. The stars that keep watch when the world sleeps. The wind, to the water, to the earth, to the light. The spirits that dwell in all things. The world that will accept and nurture you. The vast realm into which you will be sent forth. The pride that has stood by you, supported you, protected and created you. May you find a way to live through the rest of your days. That will not shame all who defend you, truly care for you, and assist your endeavors. May you live without fear, head held high, never cowering or hesitating. Have you the will to carry this out? As all things surrounding you have done honorably, to swear an oath that henceforth you vow to protect the one who stands before you.
On the sun, the stars, the spirits, the world, and on my pride. On father, on mother, I swear it. I will fulfill my duty. I will defend you. I will grant your every wish. My name is Subaru Natsuki. Emilia, I am your knight. Yours and yours alone.
And by the way, you look really sexy in that outfit. Nothing new, but I had to say it.
Idiot. Subaru! So this is where you've been.
Oh, it's you, Mealy. Thought maybe an angel had come to get me.
Stop, you're being weird again. Tipsy? You have too much wine.
I told you before, I don't drink. I'm just feeling high on life. This night, the atmosphere, everything right now.
Yep, you sound pretty drunk to me. So, are you getting along with Roswell? What were you two talking about anyway? I knew it. He was messing with you, wasn't he?
Perceptive, Mealy. I feel like things are gonna be even tougher than they were before.
Well, if you ask me, I think he's just afraid of forgetting everything that he's done. He only acts that way to try and get everybody's attention. Honestly, he can be such a child.
You really are amazing, you know that?
You think so? Well, thank you. And in case you were wondering, I happen to feel the same way about you, too. You know, Subaru, there's something I want to say to my knight later. Maybe this evening, after all this is over.
What a coincidence. Because there's actually a lot that I was hoping to say to you.
In that case, it's a promise. When everything's finished here, the two of us can have a talk. Should we meet in my room?
Listen, Mealy, I'm a repeat offender when it comes to breaking promises. But when you invite me to your room at night, just you and me, I assure you that's not an option. Not one bit!
Sorry, but I'm not really sure what you mean by that.
All I'm saying is that I can't wait to find out what it is we'll talk about.
One evening might not be enough for this.
Hey, if it's something that important, then I'll spend as much time as it takes. After all, I am your official knight. Okay?
Okay.
Seriously, don't worry about it. Regardless of what you tell me, my feelings for you won't change.
Subaru.
What happens in the beginning or the middle isn't what really matters. It's the end that counts. And despite how things actually started, it's not like they're the same now, right?
But how could you possibly know?
Because I saw you, looking out over the hall with those sweet eyes. And then it became so clear to me. If bringing happiness to other people is one of the main reasons you want to work so hard, then let your number one help you.
That's okay? You don't mind if I rely on you?
Have you already forgotten that promise I made to you a few minutes ago? I want you to depend on me before anyone else. Whatever you need, I'll do all that I can. If you ever feel lost, I'll be right here to guide you. All right, her doubts are finally gone!
Subaru, your face looks so sweet right now.
Wonder why that is. Could be that I'm just glad to see all the things that you're seeing, and I think it's kinda nice.
Oh, I can understand that. It makes me really happy if you feel the same way about it.
You know, maybe that's not quite right. I mean, it's okay if we think differently sometimes. But this night is really something, isn't it, Mili?
Yes. In fact, to me, everything is absolutely perfect. I know I'll never forget it.
Everybody.